China today denounced the publication of the so-called Tiananmen Papers. The documents, published in the U.S. last week, described divisions within the Chinese leadership over how to deal with the 1989 pro-democracy uprising. A government spokesman called the documents a fabrication and went on to say that the decision to clamp down on the demonstrators was the correct one. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing.
The publication of the Tiananmen Papers has reopened the debate in the West about the killing of at least 1,000 demonstrators in 1989. The transcripts were smuggled out by a senior Chinese Communist Party official who says he's disillusioned with the direction being taken by the Communist Party. By making the papers public, he says he wants to promote political reform within the party. The papers show in minute detail the debates between China's top leaders about whether to send the troops into Tiananmen Square. General Secretary of the Communist Party at the time, Zhao Ziyang, was against. Prime Minister Li Peng was in favor. So too was Paramount Leader Deng Xiaoping. The crackdown began and Zhao Ziyang was purged. He's been under house arrest ever since. The Chinese media have carried nothing about the papers, and at a foreign ministry news briefing today, spokesman Zhu Bangzhao made it quite clear the government still views the events as a counter-revolutionary rebellion led by a small group of troublemakers.
Our party and government have reached a correct conclusion on the political turmoil in 1989, and that conclusion will not change. The experience of more than a decade has proved that the measures taken at the time were extremely necessary and were conducive to the whole nation's stability and development.
In private, some middle or lower-ranking officials will admit that the government's decision to crack down was too brutal. But in public, the line is the same. Similarly, on the question of splits within the Politburo now, the transcripts themselves show major splits in spring 1989. Some Western observers say the fact that the papers have been leaked now shows that splits are emerging in the leadership again. Spokesman Zhu Bangzhao denied this and slammed the publication as a Western-backed plot aimed at weakening the Chinese government.
The party leadership with President Jiang Zemin at the core is united. Any attempts to distort the facts by using fabricated materials to undermine China's stability will not succeed.
Zhu would not elaborate on his statement, nor give any additional answers to journalist questions, nor would any intellectuals in Beijing accept on-the-record interviews. China's come a long way in terms of social and economic freedoms since the tanks moved into Tiananmen Square, but some topics are still taboo. What is remarkable to Westerners living in Beijing is that the event that defined Western attitudes towards China in the last decade is almost a non-event in the minds of many Chinese now, especially the younger generation. The power of the Western media in shaping that brutal image of China in the Western mind is matched by the power of the Chinese media to suppress it within China. Outside Beijing, many people don't even know it happened, or if they do, they believe the government's line. In Beijing itself, people do remember it. Many took part in it, and many are still very angry. But just as many, if not more, have moved on. Of course, they say, the method of dealing with the students was too brutal, but in the next breath they add, look at the Soviet Union. We don't want to collapse like that. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.